Greetings, friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we proclaim the power of the gospel. Because souls are crying, men are dying, we must engage to win the lost at any cost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to bring a message I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church recently entitled The Dynamic Duo. For years, the weakest link in my spiritual walk was a dismal, anemic prayer life. But events in my life forced me to make changes, and today I have an exciting, enjoyable prayer life. And you too can pray red-hot prayers. Today's message is about our two powerful intercessors, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, and Jesus Christ, our High Priest, who are actively making intercession on our behalf. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of the CD, The Dynamic Duo.
I got the Holy Spirit on earth, aside and next to me, because he's the Parakletos, which means para, come alongside. Kletos, you call him, you call on him, he comes alongside. Jesus said he'll be beside you, he'll be in you. He's beside us as the Holy Spirit, he's in us as his anointing, his power. So now, in addition to having the Holy Spirit on earth with me, making intercession for me and with me, I've got Jesus at the right hand of the Father also making intercession for me. I got the dynamic duo. Amen. And the fact that it says he's seated on the right hand of God means that's the place of supreme authority. And you know, I preached it before. Because Jesus was obedient, because he did humble himself to the death of the cross, God has highly exalted him and said, sit here at my right hand in this place of supreme honor and authority, giving him authority above all authority. Of all the principalities, powers, dominionships, rulerships, mights, thrones, and every name that's named in this age and in the age to come. So Jesus is seated there at the right hand of the Father, and he also makes intercession for us. And here makes intercession is the same Greek word that was in verse 27. 27 and 34 are the same thing, meaning he makes joint. It's a team. He makes intercession with us. So now we have the Holy Spirit, we have our High Priest in joint cooperation with us. And how many know the scripture says a threefold cord is not easily broken? Amen? So now we have a threefold cord as far as intercessory prayer is concerned. Why is a threefold cord not easily broken? If you only have two strands that you braid, if you take your hair and braid it, if you only do two strands, it is going to come, it'll unravel. It's very weak. And think about a rope that only has two cords and you're going to try to hold on to something. It's going to unravel. Now you think, well, maybe you might think, well, let's have four. But the reason why four is not better is because when you have four, they do not all touch each other. If you braid four, they will not all touch each other. But when you have three, they all touch each other. And when you've got the dynamic duo, when you've got the Holy Spirit and your High Priest and your spirit begin to pray, hallelujah, you're touching each other. The Holy Spirit's touching you and Jesus is touching you. And you're touching the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to show you in a minute that you are touching your High Priest even though he's seated in heaven. Amen. That threefold cord. All right, so we just read he also makes intercession for us. Let's go to Hebrews, the 7th chapter. One verse we want to read. I could quote it, but I want you to see it in your Bible in case you want to make a reference. 7:25. Wherefore he is also able to save them to the uttermost that cometh unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He is able to save us. He is able to rescue us when we're in that position. We are in such a critical position that it has driven the Holy Spirit to intercede for us with groanings. That's how serious our situation is. That the Holy Spirit himself is interceding for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Amen. And Jesus, our High Priest, is able to save us from that situation, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for us. Amen. And it's the same thing, makes intercession for us, that we read in Romans 8:27 and Romans 8:34. So now we have the joint forces of the Holy Spirit and our high priest. And not only is he able to save us, but I want to tell you that Jesus brings, our high priest brings a dimension in addition to what we receive from the Holy Spirit. And we find that by turning to Hebrews, the second chapter, Hebrews 2 and verse 17. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able. Somebody say he is able. He is able to succor them that are tempted. So we found out he's able to save us, and he's able to succor us. Now, what does this mean? This word succor, or succor, or succor, the word that's identical to it, it's really an easy one. It's real easy. It's that one that I tried to pronounce. It's about this big, and I said it comes down to four little English letters. H-E-L-P. Same word. He's able to help us when we are being tempted, seeing he himself has also been tempted. He brings a dimension that the Holy Spirit does not have, because Jesus is the Word of God. He was, is, and ever shall be the Word of God. But about 2,000 years ago, he put on a human body and was made flesh just like us, in all things like his brethren, in everything, in every respect. It means in every respect, he was made just like us so he could be tempted just like we're tempted. In every way, in every respect. And because he was tempted, he's able to help us when we are tempted. How many know that when someone tries to say to you, oh man, I know what you're going through, and you know good and well, they have got such a little, you know, light, glib, shallow way about them. You know good and well they don't know what you're going through. Maybe they haven't lived long enough. You know, maybe they're just too young. Maybe they just haven't been there, and you know it. Does that encourage you and make you feel better? No. You think, you know what I'm going through. Wait till you find out. But when somebody comes to you that's got some battle scars, when somebody that comes to you and you know you've seen what they've been through, and they come to you and say, you know, I want to tell you, don't give up. The Lord will bring you out. That will help you. That will encourage you. That will strengthen you. Amen. And when Jesus is interceding for us in relation to our being tempted, to our being tested, whether we're tempted by the evil one, because God does not tempt anyone to do evil, but he will test you, but he will prove you. Amen. But the devil is the one that tempts. If he came to tempt the Son of God, don't worry, he's going to show up at your doorstep too. If he was audacious enough to think he could tempt Jesus, then don't you think he's going to come and try to tempt you? Amen. And if Jesus says, I'm interceding for you, and he is able to succor us, he is able to help us because he's gone through the same things we've gone through. Somebody say, he's able to save. And he's able to succor. Amen. Because he's our able, our faithful, our merciful, our gracious, our long-suffering, our compassionate. And don't forget the word eternal. High priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. So the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities, translated our weaknesses. And Jesus, the high priest, helps us in our temptations. We've got two helpers. We've got the dynamic duo. Amen. And where it says that he's able to help us, because of the fact that he himself has suffered being tempted. The tenses in the Greek mean that because of what Jesus went through in the past, there is a permanent effect. The permanent effect of his suffering is that he will always have the ability to help us when we're tempted. Amen? Have you ever gone through something in your life that changed you, that from that point forward in your life, you will always have the same way you think about something, perceive something, look at something because of one thing in your life that you went through? Amen? I can say that because of what I've been through the years that I went through of living in 24/7 pain in bed for months and at a time, and even and not able to get to church even for long stretches for years, because of what I went through and been through, it changed me. It changed me permanently. It did things in my heart, in my spirit, in my personality. It changed me, and all for the better. All for the better. I don't like what I went through. I don't even know how I got through it. But I can say that God, he didn't do it to me. He didn't bring it on me, but he worked it all together for my good. He brought good out of it. He worked it for me to be a better person, to have more compassion, to care more about people, to understand when they're going through something. Don't not to condemn them and think, well, why don't you just get some faith and get healed? You better watch out what you say. You better watch out how you say about, huh, I can't believe that. I know when I was going through it, I would hear people say, you know, speaking in general, but it would hit me like a dart in my spirit. I'd hear people say, well, praise God, I got faith, and I'll never do this, and I'll never do that. You don't know what you'll do. You don't know what you'll do.
Amen. Saints, this message is both insightful and powerful because it gives us the knowledge and the tools we need to pray effectual, fervent, red-hot prayers that prevail over our weaknesses and our temptations. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Greek word is parakletos, one who comes alongside to assist us in carrying a burden too great for us. Paul said that we don't even know how to pray as we ought. And if you've ever been there, you know how discouraging and frustrating it is. But the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses and intercedes for us, even with groanings that cannot be put into human language. He knows the will of God and bypasses our brains and our doubts and our unbelief. But that's not all. We also have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities and weaknesses. And he also makes intercession for us. Because he was tempted in all points like us, he can help us when we're being tempted. The Holy Spirit is with us on earth, and he intercedes in us. And Jesus, our high priest, is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, and our high priest helps us in our temptations. There are so many revelatory nuggets in this message. You have to get the CD. For your love gift to the radio ministry of $10, ask for offer SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org. Remember, that's offer number SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us online at rghardy.org.
Yeah.